This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, and major opposition leader Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda discuss preparations for Constitutional Council meeting and contemporary issues. Prime Minister Oli signs a performance contract with ministers, directs to carry out result-oriented works cooperating with all concerned agencies. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak urges the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee to be clear on placing private sector under Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authorities jurisdiction. And devastating floods in northeastern Nigeria kill at least 30 people, leaving 1 million others affected. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today met with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba and main opposition leader Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. According to the Prime Minister's secretary, the head of the government sat for the joint meeting at Baluwatar in view of the preparations for the meeting of the Constitutional Council and discussion on other contemporary issues. The Constitutional Council meeting earlier scheduled for a Wednesday evening was postponed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the ministers to complete the assigned works with proper coordination and in a creative way during a signing of performance contract held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbad. Today, Prime Minister Oli said that the office bearers should come to office with necessary preparations and to return home after performing result-oriented talks. Prime Minister Oli said that working in a team, cooperating with the all concerned, working for good governance were incorporated in the agreement. The performance contract were signed with Deputy Prime Ministers, ministers outlining objectives along with the timeline for current fiscal year. Similarly, Chief Secretary also signed the contract before the Prime Minister. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the Rajarshi Chanak University to prepare the human resources capable of facing the world-class competitions. Addressing the 8th General Meeting of the University, convened at his official residence in Baluwatar today, Prime Minister Oli stressed on making concerted efforts for resolving the problems encountered in preparing the capable human resources. The Prime Minister also called on Rajarshi Chanak University located in Janakpur to pay attention to the Oriental philosophy as well as to the topics of local glory while developing the curriculum. The evaluation team that came to Nepal for the sovereign credit rating of Nepal met with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podyal today. On the occasion, Finance Minister Podyal expressed his belief that credit rating would play an important role in creating favorable economic development and business environment in the country. The team of Fitch Ratings Company is in Nepal for the credit evaluation. The team has expressed their interest in revenue mobilization, capital expenditure, public debt, foreign aid mobilization, among others in Nepal. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has stressed on bringing the private sector under jurisdiction of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. In a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives held at Simadarbad today, Home Minister Lekhak pointed out the need of holding more discussion in the committee to be clear on the issue whether or not to enter into the private sector. Lawmakers, meantime, have started discussion in the committee over the provision of bringing the private sector under the jurisdiction of the CIAA. Export of Nepal-grown vegetables to Qatar commenced from today. Around 2,000 km vegetables produced within Dakshin Kali municipality of Kathmandu were supplied to Qatar in the first phase under the agriculture program with the support of China Foundation for Rural Development Nepal office. The vegetable consignment was handed over to Ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Misal Muhammad Al Ansari, amid a program held at Tribhuvan International Airport Customs office today. Among the vegetables exported to Qatar today include the red cherry pepper chili, locally known as akabare, flat beans and bitter gourds. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal at Stamp Plus Short Break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। फ्लाइट्स ह्याव रिज्युम्ड एट फाल्गुनुन द सुकिलुम्बा एयरपोर्ट अफ इलाम टुडे। नेपाल एयरलाइन्स Sukhalimba Airport Ilam in charge Dinesh Sundar said that the flights that were suspended for a few months have been started from the airport since this morning. Nepal Airlines Corporation said it will operate regular flights at Sukhalimba every Thursday by a 27-seater plane. The flights were suspended for about 3.5 months with the start of the monsoon. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has asserted that the government has given high priority to foreign investment in the information and technology sector. The industry minister made the remark while addressing a program organized today to sign an agreement between the IGC Business Holding Nepal and the KD Cooperative Limited of Japan to establish a joint venture in the information and technology sector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Devastating floods in northeastern Nigeria have submerged entire residential areas, displaced tens of thousands of people and forced zoo animals to escape into the streets. Al Jazeera cited officials as saying that at least 30 people have died in the floods. However, the death toll is likely to rise as authorities are still scrambling to rescue thousands of others feared trapped in their homes. And authorities also saying that some 1 million people are affected, of which about 200,000 are displaced. The floods hit Borno State early this week after a dam impounding a regional river burst into its banks. The heavy surge of water buried half the state capital, Maiduguri, damaging buildings and infrastructures. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said six of its employees have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school it runs in central Gaza. The BBC cited Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency as saying that a total of 18 people were killed in Wednesday's strike on Al-Jawni School in Nasirat refugee camp, which is being used as shelter by thousands of displaced Palestinians. The UN agency said that the attack marked the highest death toll among their staff in a single incident since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas in October. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the strike, saying what's happening in Gaza is totally unacceptable. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, and Major Opposition Leader Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda discussed preparations for Constitutional Council meeting and contemporary issues. Prime Minister Oli signs performance contracts with ministers, directs to carry out result-oriented works, cooperating with all concerned agencies. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak urges State Affairs and Good Governance Committee to be clear on placing private sector under Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authorities jurisdiction. and devastating floods in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 30 people, leaving 1 million others affected. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.